AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Am I able to write a message?
If you would like to.
President Biden visited the British Embassy in Washington this evening to sign a condolence book for Queen Elizabeth II, who died today at the age of 96.
Good morning for all of you. She was a great lady.
Charles Teledesma reports Elizabeth will be succeeded by her eldest son.
Prince Charles has been preparing for the crown his entire life. Now, at age 73, that moment has arrived. Charles, the oldest person to ever assume the British throne, became King Charles III following the death of his mother. No date has been set yet for his coronation.
In other news, the head of Ukraine's atomic energy operator has accused Russia of trying to steal the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant by cutting it off from the Ukrainian electrical grid. On the economy, the Federal Reserve chair says higher interest rates are unlikely to cause a deep recession.
Inflation is the highest in 40 years, and the Fed has been boosting interest rates at the fastest clip since, when Paul Volcker and the central bank jacked rates to roughly 19%. That triggered a deep recession and sharply higher unemployment. This time, Fed Chair Jerome Powell suggests the central bank won't have to go nearly as far.
We think we can avoid the kind of very high social costs that Paul Volcker and the Fed had to bring into play.
The Fed's expected to announce another big hike in 2 weeks. Speaking at the Cato Institute, Powell did not signal the next move, but said the Fed is determined to do what's needed to lower inflation.
Until the job is done.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The European Central Bank hiked its rate today 0.75 point, the largest ever. And the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell to the lowest level since May last week. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher today. This is AP News. A judge has approved a reorganization plan for the Boy Scouts. Mike Gracia has the details.
A bankruptcy judge has approved a proposed $2.46 billion reorganization plan for the Boy Scouts of America. The approval is seen as a key step toward allowing BSA to move forward while compensating tens of thousands of men who allege they were sexually abused as children while involved in scouting. The Boy Scouts of America sought bankruptcy protection more than 2 years ago under mounting lawsuits alleging child sexual abuse by scout leaders and volunteers. More than 80,000 men have filed claims. In a statement, lawyers for some of the victims said funds for the settlement would come from Boy Scouts of America, local councils, insurers, and organizations that have chartered scouting troops and activities. I'm Mike Gracia.
And finally, Michigan Supreme Court has ruled a measure that would place abortion rights in the state constitution can appear on ballots in November. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.